meeting is now being recorded.
All right, this is the afternoon of the 12th of December 2018, and it's currently 12:42 UTC. I turn the call over to you, Alan.
Thank you very much. The intent of this section is to start reviewing the revised recommendations and with the ultimate intent of finishing them to the extent we can today and doing consensus calls. In 5.1, because it's one that has substantially changed and at least one objection has been raised, or potential objection. This was rewritten, I think, by Catherine and Lily. And if we could get the recommendation up there, and if you could briefly give your rationale as to why you have what we have, and then we'll open the floor. Thank you.
Yes, this is Catherine. So what we're trying to do was to basically reflect the discussion we had yesterday around the fact that the ARS as it is at the moment may not survive as is, and also the misunderstandings that seem to exist around the requirement for data accuracy and whether that is compatible with new legislation. So what we actually put now is a direct reference to the law as it stands. So to Article 5, Para 1, Lit D of the GDPR, which basically says that data quality is measured in relation to the purposes that for which the data is processed. And then we went on to recommend that the board instruct the organization to take every reasonable step to ensure data quality, and then we added the previous reference to the ARS anomalous reports as an example, to make sure that it is flexible in terms of possible changes to the ARS policy as such. And then we basically also, just to really make it watertight, added a sentence to say that the logic of the recommendation should also apply to any replacement policy in case the ARS were to be abandoned as it now exists and were to be replaced by a different data quality assurance program. And then we also added one reference to make it explicit that our recommendation refers to both normal registrations and registrations made using privacy or proxy services. That was what the edits that we made, which I think are quite significant, but which we aim to, of course, are aimed to be in line with what we discussed yesterday. And the wording is still far from perfect, so any suggestions here are welcome.
Volker, you clearly have some objections. I would suggest, to the extent you can, identify the parts that you think may be objectionable as opposed to simply different.
Yes. My first suggestion would be to remove this entirely. This is completely outside of the realm of what has been discussed previously. I had expected from the discussions that we had yesterday, at least that I was part of, with regard to the understanding that had been gained with regard to the error rates that the WHOIS-RIS and the closed tickets that resulted from that had been understood, and therefore this recommendation was no longer needed. Now this goes into a very, very deep obligation for the contracted parties to go out and correct data that they have no reason to suspect to be incorrect. The entire GDPR reference, the interpretation of the GDPR that we fundamentally dispute, because I think we believe this to be a misinterpretation of the GDPR. I have no idea where this is coming from. This is, well, at least this was not discussed at any time when I was present. This is unacceptable. This completely rewrites the entire idea of the original recommendation. It's a completely left-field pass at last-minute addition that cannot be supported. This is, I don't know what to say. I'm speechless.
let me say something then. What we decided, I believe, was we were going to delete the entire recommendation because we believed that we could not stand behind essentially questioning the numbers that were coming out of compliance in response to the tickets. But I believe we did decide to replace it with a recommendation reaffirming the need for continual monitoring. Okay.
Now, yes, let
me finish, please. I'm trying to get agreement on what I think we did agree, that we need a program such as the ARS, and we must continue to monitor with the intent of lowering inaccuracy rate. Now, I'm not saying that that wording is saying that, but I believe that is what we discussed. Does that sound at all closer to what you heard?
I am. I agree with you when you say that we were to replace this with something that would ensure continued monitoring, but this goes so beyond that.
No. We're not talking about this. I'm trying to get agreement across the table. I see, Erica. I see your hand up. I'm trying to get agreement on what I believe we did. That is continued monitoring, and the intent of monitoring is ultimately to be able to lower inaccuracy rates. Otherwise, it's an idle activity with no purpose. Is there anyone who strongly disagrees that that is what we did discuss? Okay. Now I'll open the table to people who want to speak. We have Erica first, Carlton, and Stephanie. Erica, Carlton, Catherine, Stephanie.
Erika Mann, I understand the reasoning for this new recommendation, but I do have some concern because it turns around the liability issue, because typically what happens, and if I'm not completely mistaken, more GDPR recommends, is that a record must be accurate, but typically it's the user who notifies the respective organization if an information is not accurate. It's not the obligation, or not automatically the obligation of the organization who is collecting the data to keep the record up to date, which is, by the way, very difficult if you follow the GDPR law. So here we turn this around, which makes it a liability obligation, which I find a bit strange. I think it needs to be reworded, definitely. It can't stay like it is right now. The second, which I find a little bit puzzling, we again make the same mistake that we take a local law and suddenly make it a global recommendation, which is a bit strange. We shouldn't do this in WHOIS recommendations. So, because it's applicable only to European personal data, but it's not applicable to, you know, data which is not affecting a citizen outside of the European sphere. So, I don't feel comfortable with the way it is framed.
I think we had Carlton next.
Carlton, for the record, just suffice to say that the way you recalled what was discussed and agreed yesterday, is how I recall it, we were going to keep ARS as a monitoring tool, and we were going to report from the monitoring of ARS inaccuracy.
This is Catherine. I think on the ARS, and Carlton, maybe you were still in transit at the time, but we did say that there was, or some people are of the opinion that ARS may not be continued as it now stands under GDPR, and we wanted to make sure that whatever we recommend doesn't just fall if ARS is abandoned, but rather applies more generally. When it comes to the to the, I mean, we can easily drop the explicit reference to the GDPR and just keep the wording without referring to the law, which still makes sense. And in terms of the interpretation, I'm not giving any interpretation to it. We're asking the organization to find ways of identifying inaccurate data, which was the intent of the original recommendation, to look at the ARS anomalies to try and identify what lessons can be drawn for the identification of inaccurate data. And that, I think, is the spirit that we would like to preserve in this recommendation. Of course, we can drop the specific example of the ARS. That's something that I was discussing with Jackie at the time, that I wasn't clear on what the review team wanted here, whether they wanted the concrete example to be dropped entirely or to be kept as an example, which, of course, may no longer be appropriate. And I'm sorry if that doesn't entirely reflect the discussion as it stood before. But in no way do we impose any obligation on the contracted parties here. We're asking the organization, I disagree with the assessment that this would be a liability risk. We're asking the organization to create mechanisms to try and identify inaccuracies in the data. And I dispute any interpretation that solely relies on the registrant's responsibility to rectify data, because that, I believe, is not compatible with the principle of data quality. And that's also at odds with the union position that was taken on the new model.
We have Stephanie, myself, and Volker in that order.
Thanks, Stephanie Perrin, for the record. And I apologize, but my memory of what we agreed is hazy. Focus on the GDPR in a way that I, as Volker said, may be open to question in terms of the interpretation. I certainly would interpret it as being very user-centric. So it's a question of proportionality and necessity. So for instance, as I keep saying, this business of canceling a registration if somebody hasn't changed their address within 3 weeks is so. In general, focusing on the GDPR, maybe we say this in the beginning of the report, but the GDPR is more or less the industry standard now, okay? Nevertheless, citing it precisely as we do in this example may not work. So I think we have to genericize, if that's a verb, the reference to Article 5 and make it, you know, acknowledge, even if we have to repeat it every time, that GDPR is the acknowledged standard in data and its accuracy provisions provide the following, basically, you know? Yeah, and that this should be considered with the interests of the registrant in mind. That being said, blah, blah. And why don't we recommend that I can identify this as a data quality exercise as opposed to this kind of semi-punitive compliance. It's really a data quality exercise. You do sampling. Yeah. But it doesn't feel like it. It feels like heavy hobnail boots coming in and taking your domain away and forcing the registrars to do compliance, which is... Yeah.
Can we keep it short? Can we keep it short, or Volk is going to leave before we finish the discussion?
Fine. I'm done.
Thank you. I would suggest, based on what I've heard so far, that number one, we remove the references to GDPR. The Who Is One review team made a recommendation that we are responding to here way prior to ICANN's consciousness about GDPR. And in fact, before GDPR as such existed. We are responding, and the ARS was designed, again, prior to that. Because the ARS was designed in 2013. I would suggest that, yes, we don't want to restrict it to ARS, because there may be something that we use instead of ARS or some other methodology. So that's correct. We don't want to restrict it. I think the other part that I'm not sure was in the previous one at all, and that's the implication that ICANN organization and therefore its contracted parties must take every reasonable measure to ensure. Now, that is an ultimate aim, and I would not find it offensive to list, you know, much higher accuracy as an ultimate aim, but I would not directly connect it other than responding to particular errors that are noted. Volker.
The original recommendation was made with a very clear stated target, which was that there were results of the ARS with regards to following compliance action that were not understood or understandable with the data that we had at the time. Certainly, it wasn't envisioned to make it into an additional obligation for a compliance action against contracted parties. How to salvage this at this time? First half, until including, for example, should be removed with a new introductory language based on what we have in the other recommendations. I have no objection against the review of ARS results for anomalies and the underlying causes and taking appropriate action to reduce those anomalies, and the language towards discontinuation. However, the last four words would have to be struck as well for data quality assurance, because we did not determine that as a goal in the original recommendation. Our goal in the original recommendation was understand the numbers and help the next review team understand the numbers better, not make any move towards data quality in itself. By doing that, we turn the original recommendation on its head, and I cannot support that. That being said, I have to go. Sorry.
Before you leave, Volker, the changes I suggested, do those come close to what you're talking about, using different language, perhaps?
Like I said, we have to remove the GDPR references and any references to data quality assurance, and then we're fine. Then we need to get back to the intent of the original recommendations, which is understand the data better, and if we find anything that it seems weird, we should be able, or ICANN staff should be able to explain that and reduce the instances of such weakness.
Can you live with a reference to an ultimate goal? Because
the ultimate goal is understand the numbers, yes.
Well, no, an ultimate goal of reducing inaccuracies by understanding the numbers.
We have other recommendations that already do that. This was not the goal of the original recommendation. The original recommendation was understand the numbers. I cannot support anything that changes that. Otherwise, we would have to go into another public comment. If we change radically all the recommendations or even one of the recommendations, then I see no other way forward other than to put it back to the community.
No, I disagree with that. We decided discussion at the beginning of this meeting that other teams have added things at the end, and we could also, although we were trying to reduce the number of times we had to do that. Lily.
Lily, for the record. So the original recommendation was generated based on the belief that the ARS will be moving forward anyway, and it will be moving forward even to the phrase 3, I mean the anti-accuracy check. So since has changed and we received public comments that the ARS may not be surviving in the future, I don't agree that we just focus on the original recommendation.
Just to be clear, we have said the ARS may not survive. It may survive. We cannot presume that. We may want to put an escape hatch if it doesn't. But I don't think we can presume that as much as we can presume out of the EPDP right now. We have Stephanie, Carlton, Erica.
Stephanie Perrin for the record. Just to point out that if we regard this as a data quality issue instead of a program of ARS, then it is risk-based. And you don't do the kind of massive sampling if there is no risk. So the data is accurate, but if the contactability remains, then you don't really have a high risk. Just pointing that out.
Carlton, I believe, was next.
Yes, Carlton, for the record. The question of whether ARS exists or not going forward was discussed, and my recollection is that we agree that the tool, the purpose for the tool itself would remain regardless of what you call it. So we were going to have a tool that monitored the accuracy and be able to report it. So that's where we should go.
Erica?
I mean, looking at the recommendation, I wonder why we need all the new language which is in red, because in reality, the only thing we want to say is that personal data needs to be accurate. And everything reasonable, which is already said in the text, measure to ensure that personal data that are, yeah, you turn this around, you just say it has to be accurate, and you take any reasonable steps, and the rest you delete. Yeah.
I think
you don't, because all the rest, Alan, which is mentioned here, is exactly interpretation of, again, of GDPR. It's not even correct in the WHOIS environment.
I think we heard, per se, that saying the target is accuracy might be problematic. Now, I'll point out the original recommendation we were responding to was a recommendation saying make things more accurate and do it at a very fast rate. ICANN's response was let's just measure it. Chris, I think you want to speak.
I just want to say I'm not going to get involved in the argument, but I do want to say that I think you said a little while ago, you know, we can make changes and we don't have to go back out for public comment. And whilst I accept the principle of that, I do think that it's instructive to look at that slide and see how much red text there is. I would argue that irrespective of whether you agree with this or you don't, this is a significant change. And it's not, I don't think you can just sit on that and go, oh, well, that's okay, we're allowed to do that. I do think this is a significant change that would require input.
Let's be clear. I think we've already pretty well come to conclusion, I'll let you speak in a moment, that the reference to GDPR should not be there. So that takes out a lot of the red. The change of intent, however, is an issue. Catherine?
This is Catherine. Just if we're starting to compare percentages of red and black, I just want to point out that half of the red text is actually the black text deleted underneath. So it's just incorrectly shown on the slide. What we added are three lines. So we should be clear on that. And my task was to add the reference to the accuracy rules that I had explained 2 days ago. What we did, we added the precise reference to the accuracy rules I was trying to explain. We did not add any interpretation to it. And I don't see that this is a significant change, because the aim in identifying the ARS anomalies was to ensure greater accuracy, which was what the first WHOIS review team tried to ensure, and which we said was only very partially implemented. So I disagree with the conclusion that we're completely renovating everything here. That I don't believe this is the case. That being said, of course, we don't have to make this about GDPR. I agree with Stephanie's proposal that maybe we can have a more generic language about data quality. And I just want to highlight that we are not calling on anyone to take down sites here or turning this into a compliance rampage, as some of the comments just now seem to suggest. That is really, if you read the text, what we're saying here, what I tried to say in a somewhat verbose German way, I admit that, is that steps should be taken to comply with the law, and we can not reference that if you want, and that in order the law for data quality, you need to identify where the data quality is not up to par, and then we suggest some examples of what steps could be taken to do that. Now, if there's people who say we have absolutely no stake in ensuring any data accuracy, then that's a position that I posit will be extremely hard to defend under the GDPR. But that's your own legal risk, regardless of whether we put it here or not.
Indeed, and that's why we shouldn't delve in. The original intent of this recommendation was understand the data, not assure data quality directly. Therefore, the only way I can support this change is by removing the entire first part and removing the last four words of the...
Let Holger finish and then you can use your microphone.
There has been quite a significant change. So the recommendation would now read that, paraphrasing, that ICANN should or could look for potentially anomalous ARS results to determine the underlying cause and take appropriate action to reduce anomalies. Instead of reduce anomalies, we could explain anomalies. Because, like I said, our original intent of the original recommendation was to understand why numbers were so weird, so to say. If the ARS program were to be discontinued, it's okay. Measures for the same effect should be implemented for the subsequent program, period. That would be acceptable. Nothing else.
And if I can say one more thing on this.
Yes, please.
So this is Catherine again. I mean, I disagree with the process of first having a big discussion on this, agreeing as a team, sending me off to do the work on this, and then coming back on the results and not being happy and saying, let's just go back to what was there before, when we as a team decided that this did not make sense. And the recommendation is not designed to identify issues in a process to determine anomalies. I mean, the recommendation was designed with the goal in mind of identifying the root cause underneath these anomalies and from that process for other processes for determining inaccuracy. So I disagree with your presumption that whatever we say is just about improving this anomalies process. That is not what this recommendation was about.
It was intended to provide tools for the next review team or any other effort to have better data available to them to make a recommendation, because we didn't feel we were able to do that based on the data that we had, because we couldn't understand it. That was why we had this recommendation in there. It feels like a last-minute effort to sneak something in, and I cannot support that.
I disagree with that completely.
I didn't say it is. It just feels like that.
No, but you're obviously very upset about it.
Well, Volker, we spent a lot of time talking about cooperation, and let's try to see if we can get to somewhere. And I know you have to leave.
Yes,
Stephanie? Stephanie, you wanted to speak quickly.
Very quickly, Stephanie, for the record. I think the concept of data quality may dig us out of this hole, because I don't like going back to where we were at the beginning, because I think it's too open-ended, and I'm not happy with the whole ARS thing, and I'd be very happy to lose it in favor of something that actually gave us more fact-based analysis of the data inaccuracies. I don't think the ARS was a well-received effort. So could we work on something that genericized the GDPR references, accepting that changed and we are meeting a high standard for data protection that we weren't attempting to meet in the past, right? That's point number one. And point number two, that we would be looking for data quality analysis or words to that effect. Because that would give you some idea of why the data was inaccurate. Right now, we don't know.
I would strongly stay away from something like that, because the only people who can do that are the contracted parties, mm-hmm. and we would be trying to impose through a door a significant analysis effort.
Why can only the contracted parties do that?
They're the ones who have the data.
Well, sure, but aren't we sampling the data through the ARS program? What are we doing?
Right now, we are not sampling any data through ARS program, and you've just said you want to get rid of it. So we could ask Domain Tools to do the analysis. I don't think that's going to be a... We could ask them to do the analysis last year. Carlton?
Yes, I think there is a solution. Catherine started out by just outlining what the objective was, original objective was. And then she went on to lay out how we could meet the objective. I think if we start with that notion, the original objective. Nobody disagreed with it. So, no, Gunter doesn't disagree with that. he was disagreeing with the elements involved in the analysis part of it. That is my reading of it. Right, Gunter?
I don't quite know where you're going, Charles.
Good one. You didn't disagree with when Catherine restated what the objective was, what she thought was that. You agreed with that.
My interpretation of the original objection, and I might have been way off of that, but I don't think so because I think I can read, is that we wanted to have more data available for the future and avoid situations where we would find anomalous or so-called anomalous results that we weren't able to understand with the data that we had available, so that future review teams or future groups that use that data have better understanding of what they would be doing and what they should be recommending. The intent.
Okay.
This is Catherine. Then I'm wondering whether we should just rephrase, because if all we're doing is getting numbers, then we could say something like to take every reasonable measure to analyze why personal data are inaccurate having regard to the purpose for which they are processed, and then we can talk about measures to rectify.
No, the question is not why data is inaccurate. The question of the recommendation in its original form was if data is why were there so few compliance actions? Right. That was the anomaly that we found and used as an example for potentially other anomalies that exist. So we were saying, if this is the result of the ARS and this is the result of what the compliance team has done, where's the disconnect? Why do these numbers do not match up? And that is what we were trying to resolve with that recommendation. That was the original intent. And any reinterpreting that cannot be supported.
Volker. Volker, we
and I have to go. Sorry,
just listen to me. You don't have
to
comment. We agreed the original recommendation was ill-suited. We did decide to put a replacement recommendation in, which would address accuracy issues. It was with a different intent, and I believe what our intent was to reiterate that we needed such a program, and. Sorry. But the ultimate aim of such a program is not just to occupy six people in ICANN. The purpose is ultimately to reduce inaccuracies. Remember, that's the original RDS-1, who is one review team. So why is that offensive? Maybe we have to schedule a call on Monday.
I think we do.
Okay, we do have a call scheduled on Monday, correct? Okay. Come up with some compromises by then and discuss where we go forward. Volker, thank you. Yeah, Gunter, thank you for being with us today.
Thanks, Chuck.
I would suggest we go through the rest of the recommendations and then come back to this one. Obviously, we don't have Volker's yes or no on any of them. We'll give him an opportunity to comment in the near future. Back to you, Jean-Baptiste, I think.
So, Alan, yeah, so there were several updates submitted. If I take just by order, in order, so this is an update on recommendations 3.2.
I would like to go through the whole set, if you don't mind.
The whole set, even those that were not modified yet? Okay.
Well, if it's convenient to do these first and do the others afterwards, it's fine.
No, more than happy. We can do that. All right.
All right, if I may have your attention. Ladies, can someone tap the ladies on their shoulders? And all right, we're going to go through all recommendations, the ones that have not changed. Hopefully we have no change in our agreement of consensus. Recommendation 1.1, ensure the RGS is treated as a strategic priority. The wording has not changed. Is there any change in agreement? Then subject to Volker. And do I understand correctly that Thomas has officially resigned from this team, or go, please, Catherine.
Yes, this is Catherine. I'm sorry, I started this rumor yesterday or on Monday. No, I never said he had resigned, but my my information based on a message that I also shared with Jean-Baptiste is that he had already retired, but actually he's retiring on the 5th of January. So I have no explanation for why he's not here today, but he. Yeah, I think we should give him the opportunity to explain that separately without me explaining for him.
Yeah, I don't need to have why. If he's still officially on the team, we need to verify with him that he is supporting this recommendation so we can claim whether it's unanimous or not.
And just for the record, we tried to follow up with Thomas as well on his participation and whether there were any updates on his side, and I haven't heard anything yet.
If he doesn't respond, he's missing an action, and we will say unanimity of all those active in the group or something to that extent. All right, recommendation 1.2, and this was a follow-on, is the mechanism the board should instruct ICANN organization to assign responsibility. We had no disagreement last time. And I presume we have no disagreement in this room this time. Yes?
We suggested better wording to ensure that the process will be interactive from both ICANN and national stakeholders, at least.
Did we suggest the wording of the recommendation or the text say that? I don't recall saying the recommendation should change.
Well, surrounding text should be enough. Okay. Thank you.
We'll so note. I presume you'll check up on us. Next page. Recommendation 1.3, the ICANN update the charter of the working group on RDS to ensure the necessary transparency of the group's work, such as providing for records of meetings and meeting minutes to enable future activities. I thought we said we are going to generalize this recommendation in light of the belief that this group doesn't actually exist anymore. The group name doesn't exist. So on the presumption that we update it to say board, what's the right expression, working groups, is there a lowercase term we can use? Pardon me?
All working groups.
Committee or working group.
If you want to capture any possibility of what the board might set up, then it would either be a committee or a working group, so you should probably mention both.
Okay, committee or working group, lowercase in all cases. So with the appropriate changes, do we have any objections? Next, please.
Totally unrelated question.
Sorry.
The NCSG recommended that we figure out a cleaner numbering system. Is there any action on that recommendation?
Yeah. Yes. The action is
okay.
We have a clean numbering system which corresponds virtually identically to what the NCSG asked for. We just never bothered to explain it. We will.
Okay.
They asked us to relate the recommendations to the previous ones, not invent a new numbering system. R3 says it is in relation to R3 of the original one.
Okay.
If you really have a better one, you can tell us, but let's not discuss it while we're trying to get consensus on the content. But we did discuss it, and that is the conclusion we came to.
It just leaps to mind because, you know, one does wonder what R3.1 is.
And we will define it this time. You don't seem satisfied with defining how we're using the numbering system.
No, because given the way people read reports, unless you're going to carry that definition all the way through.
Yes.
They're going to get lost.
We are carrying it all the way through.
Okay. I look forward to seeing it.
We have consistently numbered our recommendations with the R1s referring to the previous ones, which is what they asked us to do. Sorry, I'm trying to remember what this recommendation is, and my eyes are getting blurred.
Alan, would you like me to read them out?
Read it out or summarize it. Okay, with these glasses, I can actually see the letters, but yes, please.
Okay, I'll be happy to. Recommendation 3.1 reads, the ICANN board should direct ICANN organization to update all of the information related to RDS and by implication other information related to the registration second level GTLD domains.
This get your documentation up to date, make it consistent, and make sure that there are not unrelated, unconnected parts to it. Any objections? Agreed. Next. Sorry, I should have put the right glasses on to begin with. Alice, yes.
So early on when we discussed the operational, and then I think you came to the conclusion that you should specify what exactly you needed in terms of, you know, it should be clearly mapped how the recommendations, information is interrelated. Is that something you'll be adding to the actual text, the supporting text of the recommendation, or?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you.
Recommendation 3.2, with community input, we should essentially do outreach, the change is due to the fact that because of GDPR, we know that there's going to have to be not only outreach to groups not familiar with ICANN, but we have an obligation under GDPR and simply treating customers properly to make sure that the various communities inside and outside of ICANN, including registrants, are aware of how we are now using their data, how it is available, what they need to do. So we have added a clause, in light of GDPR-driven changes, ICANN should consider the need for education within and outside of ICANN communities, because the original intent was just to focus on outside of ICANN communities. Susan.
So maybe considering the conversation or discussion we just had, we should remove the reference to GDPR, but we could put in a reference to privacy laws or something.
I would suggest that given that we know use of people's data will be different due to GDPR, who can access it will be different due to GDPR. It's not inappropriate to mention that in this particular case. I can live with a vaguer reference, but I think this one makes it clearer. Stephanie, you wanted to speak.
Well, I'm not very comfortable with the wording right now because, and I raised this at the time when we were discussing, that this seems like a huge mandate each, particularly when we say identify which groups outside of those that routinely engage with ICANN should be targeted effectively. Effectively is a big word because, you know, communications cost a pile of money and you don't get effective with a routine communication. You get a communication. If you want to be target things effectively, then that ramps up a few notches. Through RDS, who
be
is...
Be clear, where is the word effect? Okay, now I see it. Got it.
Second line, outreach. And then in the light of GDPR-driven changes, ICANN should consider the needs for education within and outside of ICANN communities. Well, again, that's pretty broad, and it's not the GDPR that really mandates that kind of communication program. There are specific requirements under GDPR that if you're collecting my data, you have to tell me what you're doing with it, period. You know, we have that obligation. But this original recommendation was for outreach about the domain name system, not about privacy requirements. So
outreach about
the whole
who
focus.
Is. It was outreach about who is this. Remember, this was the who is review team originally
yes.
that made this recommendation.
But not about GDPR,
no.
Nor certainly okay. about privacy. There was hardly ever anything about privacy in previous
right.
communications. Okay?
Let be the rationale for the wording. We can change it. It's not just about notifying registrants how their data will be used, which is mandated by the law.
Right.
Okay. It's not just about that. It's also all of the communities who have been using the Open Whois who will no longer have it. And they need education as well. It's not a privacy issue.
An outcome then which comes out of the EDPR exercise. Why would you want to merge this as a recommendation now with the our recommendation on the WHOIS? I understand the abstract purpose of what you want to reach, and I believe in the goal we agree, but is it really the right place to put this in here as a recommendation?
Do you see any possible future where we will have a completely open WHOIS as we had it before?
We don't know yet.
Oh, yes, we do. There's no possible future where it will be completely open as it was before.
Not the current law, but you don't know if the law, not
well,
part
no.
of it, might change. But it's
heavens,
relevant.
If the law changes in 3 years, we will adapt to it,
that's
but that's
saying.
A different
it's
world.
It's a theoretical discussion, Alan, so the question is not relevant.
Stephanie?
Let me explain to you how this will be read at the moment. It looks like you are using the excuse of the privacy requirements in the GDPR, mandated by, what is it, Section 5, to go on a massive communications program, complaining about how there's a lack of openness in the who is. That is how I expect it will be read by my community and possibly by Valters
right.
as well.
This was put in response to the question from your community about why do we believe outreach was important in the near future. I am happy to remove the sentence.
I don't question why we did it. I'm just telling you that I think it's inelegant, and I think it raises more questions than answers.
Let's deal one at a time. You said the word effectively is too broad. It was in the original one, which everyone agreed to. I'm happy to propose that it be deleted. We either omit the red sentence, keep it, or modify it. Those are the only possible alternatives. Can I hear proposals? I can omit. I am happy to omit it. I am happy to leave it, and I will consider any changes.
To be frank, I don't see the need for that red sentence. I think it can be safely omitted, and we get the sense of what we intended originally.
It will make it a little bit harder to answer that the specific complaint or comment we received. But we have one vote to delete. Stephanie wants to delete it.
I think deleting is the safest bet.
Is there anyone who objects to deleting it?
Can you remind us what the one comment that objected
yes.
was?
The NCSG asked, what is the urgency of any outreach?
Yeah. As I told you, I think I can tell how they're going to read this. So,
can you propose a way to write it so it meets the intent without that interpretation? Catherine?
Yes, this is. I think what we discussed at the time when we thought about rephrasing this was in part. Also, due to one example that I had provided of the child sexual abuse hotlines who no longer have access to the WHOIS information and who are now realizing that this resource has gone away, so that there are effects outside of the ICANN community proper that are not yet being tallied when we design the new policy. So I think that was part of what was happening. And while this sentence can be misunderstood to be related to a more general educational effort, what was actually meant was that it's, again, this effort to have evidence-based policy making, that outreach should be conducted beyond the usual group of people who know all the acronyms and are happy to contribute, to make sure that other users of the Internet and other people who deal with consequences generated by some technical choices we've made are heard when it comes to renovate or reviewing policies that them, so that we don't inadvertently adopt stuff that totally messes up, other processes unnecessarily. I think that was the original intent. Now, viewing the time frame of this, of course, you know, we also discussed whether that makes any sense in view of the pace at which the EPDP is scheduled to deliver. But I think a lot of people at the time, when was this, yesterday or the day before, thought that there was a chance that this could still be useful, in any case would be useful for future policy evaluations and possible future changes. And I'm wondering whether there's some way of rephrasing this one sentence to make it very clear that what we're proposing is not a general or GDPR educational program, but really to just make sure that the appropriate outreach is conducted to make sure that those who should have a say in the policy development actually do have a say, and that's going beyond IGF and ICANN.
Thank you. I propose that we drop the first phrase, leave the rest of the sentence. That sentence does say that discussion within the ICANN community, not within ICANN, but within the ICANN community is important, and that covers the issue of parts within our community who might be affected without reference to GDPR, and in the dialogue we can use GDPR as an example of one of the things which may be driving change needing education. Acceptable? So we remove the in light of GDPR changes, ICANN stays capitalized, luckily, and we move the reference to GDPR into the dialogue.
The only thing that,
Susan?
And I'm not wedded to this, so that's just a suggestion, is we could add something about in light of substantial policy changes. ICANN should consider the need for education, because it's not, you know, this isn't the only substantial policy change. There'll be another one within, you know, within a year or so.
Privacy proxy may do that again if it lives. I would, if we can have agreement by deleting that phrase and moving it into the reference, and Jackie, if we can. A note that the reference may well include other policy changes to address what Susan's saying.
Yeah.
Done? Agreement, unanimity in this room? Done. Next one. Jean-Baptiste.
Sorry, Alan. I just wanted to ask, at some point you mentioned moving effectively this...
And remove... Sorry, remove... I think we agreed to remove effectively.
All right.
Thank you for the reminder. I've spent most of my life saying Jean-Jacques, which is why I stumble every time I say
that
your
as
name.
Well.
Four 4.1, ICANN board should direct ICANN contractual compliance to proactively monitor and enforce RDS requirements to look for address systematic issues. This was one that Volker, I thought, rewrote. Did you not get a copy from Volker, or is this the rewrite? I don't know if this has changed or not. I know it's one he worked on.
I received the CM2 from him.
No, this is more recently, just this afternoon. Use your microphone.
So Volker just rewrote CM2, not this one.
No, I saw him rewriting it. So I know, and I know he was charged with cleaning up, because these were ones where the registrars and registries had comments that they believed we were going to go on witch hunts as opposed to using the information we already had from reports.
The only one I have on list from Volker is CM2.
Can we please use microphones?
Susan, for the record, I think I changed this. I'm trying to find it. What I added to this, and it may, I can't remember what I did. I got a document. Was I added the sources of information. But I don't remember if I did it to the, hold on. Oh, yeah, you're right, Alan. Volker to provide language to update recommendation 4.1.
But is something changed?
And Susan to delete the portion of the recommendation that refers to sanctions. That was already done. I think you guys worked on this and submitted this yesterday.
I saw him working on it today. I'll find the original one and see how, if it's different or not. I'm going to read what the original one is. Someone watch this, look at the screen, tell me if it's different. ICANN board should direct ICANN contractual compliance to proactively monitor and enforce RDS, who is data accuracy requirements, to look for and address systematic issues, a risk-based approach to be be executed to assess and understand the issues and then take appropriate actions to mitigate them. Same one. All right, we're going to have to put this one on hold. Can you send a, well, hold on till we look at 4.2.
To ensure ICANN contractual compliance is directed to proactively monitor and enforce registrar obligations with regard to RDS, who is data accuracy, using data from incoming inaccuracy complaints and RDS accuracy studies or reviews to look for or address systemic issues, blah, blah, blah. And then I put in the findings, could be more proactive in their approach when they see suspected systemic issues in inaccuracy complaints reported, RDS accuracy studies or reviews, or DAR reports to research, analyze, and enforce against inaccuracy in the registration data. I added one sentence.
And I'm not worried about the document. We will have plenty of opportunity to debate that.
But this, according to the talk, he edited it today.
Yes. Okay. That's what I saw him working. He just didn't send it to us.
Oh, okay.
And I'll point out editing one copy of the recommendation and not the other does not lead to necessarily good results.
Right. We're working quickly.
But that is what it is. All right. I am willing to put before the group. Now, maybe we could scroll up to 4.1, because I believe he made similar changes there. Thank
can
you.
Somebody put it up here that we can see it on our screen, or no? But where have you found this? No.
This is
in the Google Doc, which you should know. I believe everyone now has an pointer to.
And in the changed version as well? Okay, let me check it. Thank you.
Google Doc.
Normally it does, yeah. If you save it, yes.
All right. Recommendation.
Let me see if I find it.
Recommendation 4.1. The ICANN board should initiate action to ensure, as opposed to direct ICANN org, to ensure ICANN compliance is directed to proactively monitor and enforce registrar obligations with regard to RDS. That is, we're not adding new obligations. With regard to RDS accuracy, using data from incoming inaccuracy complaints and RDS accuracy studies or reviews, reinforcing the fact that we're not doing new investigations and witch hunts, to look for and address systematic issues, and the last sentence, a risk-based approach should I take silence as consent, and we have a new version of 4.1. Can we scroll to 4.2, please? The ICANN. The ICANN board should initiate action to ensure that ICANN contractual compliance is directed to cross-reference existing data from incoming complaints and studies, such as the ARS, to detect patterns of failure to verify RDS who is data as required by the RAA. When such a pattern is detected, compliance action or audit, so we're not limiting it to audit, should be initiated to review compliance of the registrar with the RDS who is contractual compliance and consensus policies, and as agreed, we have removed the reference to sanctions, which were taken to mean new sanctions. Is everyone agreeable to this? Dmitry has a question.
Do we really need the mentioning of the IRS here?
Yes and no. Currently, contractual compliance, when they were processing ARS data, was treating it as a ticket, an incoming ticket to address, but not a complaint. So this simply says that all of the input that comes into contractual compliance should be addressed. We have agreement on 4.2. Next.
And sorry, I just wanted to mention to everyone, if you made any changes to the Google Doc, if you let me know and I'll switch to that. Thank you.
I think that's the only one where the recommendation. Five point one we will not be discussing at the moment. Next one is 10.1. This one has not changed. The board should monitor implementation of the PPSI, SAI, and other things, as we said, regarding the privacy proxy. We have not discussed that at all at this meeting, and I'm presuming that the unanimous consent still applies. Are you saying there are changes in the doc? Microphone, please.
The Google Doc 10.1, he made multiple changes to the recommendation, which seems a little bit.
can we see
here.
It? All a plot and conspiracy. Microphone.
Volker, for the record, Volker said he wanted to make sure that language was acceptable. Volker never informed the rest of the WHOIS team that he was making changes to the language in the recommendation. It's one thing when you do it to the body of the report to clarify, but changing language to a recommendation without discussing with the rest of the review team is not being part of the team.
Can we spend 3 minutes and look at it anyway? And expensive it is.
I just wanted to add a comment, please, that part of the change, at least the part that mentions the board should take action to make a proposal to an amendment in the previous version of the recommendation, was updated as a result of the input I can provide it today and ask for clarification. The rest of the changes, I don't know the reason for.
Okay, I'm going to make a judgment call. Even if the intent is identical, there is enough language that I think we have to be able to look at the two versions side by side and make a judgment call, so we'll defer this one to the meeting on Monday. Can someone send out a very clean email showing 4 and after.
And this is Susan, for the record. There's
and,
a lot
excuse
of
me,
red.
And preferably the red line version. The red line version and the
yeah.
clean version. Susan, sorry.
Considering the comments in the earlier discussion, there's quite a few changes on in this. There's a lot more red in my copy here than language compared to the old language.
I'm not sure when we see a clean version it's even going to read well, because I see a sentence that says things like registrars shall be verified verified and validated in the application of verification and validation requirements. I don't think this reads very clearly. So let us distribute the versions, the old red line, new version, in a simple Word document or a PDF of a Word document, and let's give him an opportunity to perhaps clean it up and discuss it on Monday.
Yeah.
Susan?
I think we need to go to Google Docs for each and every one of these recommendations now, because we're seeing things change in the Google Docs that you weren't informed, staff was not informed. So if we can just review in Google Docs, that will be more user-friendly.
The only problem, Susan, is that several of us submitted things by email which may not have made their way into the Google Doc yet.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, okay. I'm relying on our competent staff to identify which is which. And if you see a version in Google Docs that you know you modified, please tell us.
Okay, just to reply to your comments, Susan, the updates that I receive via email, I'll just report them in the Google Doc if that's not done already.
Oh, you put them in?
I will.
Yeah,
yeah.
That'll be good.
Yeah.
We all knew this meeting was going too smoothly. Let's not despair. Let's keep on going, please.
Getting gone.
10.2, please. This one says the review team 3 should do the analysis of implementation. I don't believe it has changed. We had unanimous consent last time. Is there anyone who wishes to withdraw their consent? Under penalty of... We have consent on this one. Next one, please. SLAs and metrics on the WHOIS interface. I don't believe there were any changes proposed on this one.
Yeah, on this.
May I just pause to salute ICANN staff who anticipate our every need? There are truffles out there, guys.
Oh my God. That's a good interruption. This is Susan for the record. So on this one, I added to the problem issue and created two, drafted two questions that I sent in an email to the whole review team. And it would be good to get those questions answered. But I am not seeing any change to the recommendation, but I don't agree with Volker's contention. He added language in the body that I don't agree with. If you go down to feasibility of implementation, and then also he sort of repeats himself in rationale. Yeah, and I don't agree with it. He said this is not to identify compliance issues. Registrar is blocking any who is lookups and not complying with the RAA to provide ICANN access to whatever data is available. That is a compliance issue, so you wouldn't ignore it.
Can we find the language so I can see it?
Implementation. Nagar's on it.
What Volker had added is this is not primarily directed at initiating compliance action, but rather at providing data for further review. Part of the conversation, Susan, if you recall earlier today, when personal input from ICANN.org, a question came up. I think a question had come up from compliance, and the result of that was that we were going to provide clarification in the language supporting the recommendation to say this was not just aimed at compliance.
Excuse me, can you scroll it a bit higher in the screen so it's not hidden by heads?
I think that's a different question than what he's addressed.
Okay. It's gone now.
There it is.
A little bit higher. I'd like it to be above Lily's head so I can read it. That's okay. All right, so that's the blue crossed out by red, because Volker put it in and Susan took it out.
Correct.
Okay. The original sentence is, this recommendation should be implemented by existing teams, period. Not quite sure what that meant, by existing teams. And is not primarily directed at initiating compliance action, but rather providing data for further review. Susan, I can actually live with that because we started saying we want this to be monitored and tracked.
Alan, can you check the chat?
Can I check the what?
The chat.
The chat.
Okay.
I can read Volker's comments.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm not on. I got dropped out.
That's okay. I can read it out loud. First of all, he made it to PA. Secondly, he said he's dialed in. Volker says, I agree with Susan that if obvious compliance issues are detected, those should, of course, be addressed. But these would be like bycatch.
I think the recommendation is saying that we did not do it primarily to take compliance action, but if we note that there are compliance issues, we should act on them.
Because if you read his, this is Susan for the record, if you read his language there, it would be, oh, ignore the compliance. Yeah, no. We didn't really mean that.
No, I took primarily to mean that wasn't the original intent, but I'd be happy to leave his sentence in, which, remember, was addressing complaints or comments, and add, however, should compliance-related issues be noted, they will be acted upon. They should be acted upon.
They should be acted upon. I'm probably okay with that if you want to enter that.
We're not accepting the whole report right now. We're hopefully focusing on.
No, but what I'm saying is, as a member of the community I come from, I have the responsibility to read the full report to accept all these changes.
Of course.
I'm not going to disagree with things that seem reasonable today, but I'm just reserving the right to next week say nope.
As are we all. Some of us actually take our responsibilities seriously. Next, please. 11.2. It was on the same page. We just had to scroll up a smidgen. This one says we should maintain the common interface and make it useful. I don't believe the wording has changed. 11.2. It has not changed. We had unanimous agreement to begin with. Is there anyone who would like to withdraw their agreement? Hearing nothing? We still have agreement on this one. Next recommendation, 12.1. This is the recommendation on internationalized domain registration data. The recommendation was that the next review team should review the actual implementation because it's pending RDAP. There will be no, we had full consent last time. Sorry, is there a disagreement on that end of the table?
No, we are, because we have switched documents, Jean-Baptiste is trying to put the Google Doc in the Adobe room so everybody can look at it on their laptops, and he's trying to put it up. So
understood. We'll pause for a moment. if they're the documents that were sent last night, yesterday evening, they came from EUS Space IT via Google Doc.
You don't need, Catherine, did you say you don't have a Google Doc ID? You don't need a Google ID.
Sure.
Well, you need ID, but it doesn't have to be a Gmail address.
No.
Any email address will do. Well, then we can give you one in a minute. Ah. My only concern is if we're sending out the Google Doc addresses on a publicly viewable, then I have a problem with that. If we send out the Google addresses only via private email, which I believe we have in this case, then yes, we could make commenting available to anyone without logging on. I don't have a problem with that.
Our editor
isn't here. Our editor is going to have to be a little bit more careful in accepting comments. But if we haven't publicized the addresses outside of this group, I don't feel a major problem. You should have received something last night at about 6:15 p.m.
I'll share the link right away, Erika.
I believe. I haven't actually looked. Can we get an ETA for when we're going to get back online so we can keep on going? It's after 3 already. Our chances of actually leaving early are evaporating by the moment.
We are online.
Recommendation 12.1.
That's the international.
Internationalized domain registration information. I think I already took a consensus call on this one that said we deferred, so we'll go on to the next one, please.
which is 15.1.
That's the plan and annual report?
That is correct.
Calling it out for my friend on this.
Thank you.
So for recommendation 15.1, the text of the recommendation itself has not changed. However, based on the feedback we had received, we did have a modification done in the implementation, which is not captured in the Google Doc, and I can read it out to the team as to the change under implementation section. Oh, you pulled it up? Oh, there you go.
So the change under implementation is the following. So I will read the full sentence. The ICANN board should take the lead in developing the structure and metrics for the plan and implementation report. An overview of the recommendations generated by this review team will be foundation for that design. The envisioned implementation timeline should be within, and the text that was added after that is, the organization should consider an impact evaluation to measure to what extent implementation is meeting the recommendation's intent and was effective.
Again, no change in the recommendation itself. We'll all get a second kick at the can for the content, but if you have any objection now, you might as well mention it. I hear no objection to this, and I hear no objection to the recommendation itself. We have consensus. Next recommendation, LE1. Oh, comment? Certainly.
How did we resolve the question, Stephanie, for the record, of Alice's comment this morning that the 6 months didn't include the 6 months it'll take the board to decide on this.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't say 6 months from when. We probably do need some clarity.
So,
I honestly don't remember what the intent was.
Well, the intent was to make sure that we're clear that it's 6 months from the board acceptance. So it's a simple search and destroy.
No, my question is, I don't remember what the intent of the original sentence was saying 6 months.
Regardless, we can't tell the board that it doesn't have 6 months to do it.
No.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, edit.
The question I'm asking is the edit going to cause a change in intent, or was that what we always do anyway? Does anyone know who wrote that sentence? No, the black one above the red one. Lily, was that you?
Lily, for the record, I believe the 6 months generated from the intention to have a plan, at least an implementation plan, in 6 months.
Okay, but that says the implementation timeline, not the implementation plan. So within 6 months of having the plan. Okay. Within 6 months of the plan being published is the intent. Alice?
So while we're on this, actually, there was a number of recommendations where you had the six-month language. Just to remember, so you know for your process, that it was 1.1, 1.2, 1.3, 15.1, and then LE1, LE2.
Jackie will do a search and make sure that there's clarity.
Thank you.
I love delegating.
I love when you have solutions.
LE1, please. Sorry. Eyes on one side of my head, apparently. Stephanie?
You need one of those backup cameras like I have in my little car.
Stephanie,
yeah.
I have enough trouble with the two eyes I have.
Right. Stephanie Perrin, for the record, I do apologize for not having caught this earlier, but this is a weird sentence. Measuring recommendation implementation should not be easy?
Tell us where
that
you're reading.
That sounds almost Calvinist, you know.
Where are you reading this?
15.1, feasibility of recommendation.
Okay, thank you. Measuring recommendation implementation should not be easy. But, comma, capital T, the challenging part will be the design of metrics for each recommendation to be tracked.
Leave it, it's a good one.
Well, if you change wish to will and put a period, it is technically accurate. And we're warning them. I think it is only fitting. ICANN and the board are continually telling us we have to have metrics and measure things. They don't tell us how or give us the tools to do it. I think it's only fitting we do it back again. Sorry.
It's not a recommend. Well, yeah, it's a weird thing to say.
It's commenting on the feasibility. What we're saying is we are making a recommendation and we know full well it's probably not feasible. But we were told to comment on feasibility. Nagar.
Thank you. Volker has put two comments in the chat that I want to read for the record. The first one says, if we do not know the intent of any language we included in the report, we should consider removing such language. And the second one says that sentence does not compute, and I'm guessing he's referring to the feasibility of recommendation we just discussed.
At the very least, we will edit it so it's sentences that actually parse. Whether we choose to continue to input it, you will have plenty of opportunity to comment as we go through the report. And we now go to LE1. I do not believe we have made any changes to LE1. Yes, please, Alice.
On the discussion we had this morning regarding regular, and I know Catherine suggested that amendments be made to specify what regular meant. I have that somewhere. Hold on. The ex ante, what was the term used? So include a rationale on one, ex ante impact assessment, and two, evaluate new policies once they are in place.
I think that's under the implementation, isn't it? I believe there's a section on implementation.
No, the reference is to define the word regular.
No, I understand. But I believe there is an implementation section, and I would think that is the place to define it.
Fair, just noting that there will be some changes to this section that are not present at the moment.
Okay. Sorry. I thought every section had an implementation heading below the rationale. Maybe not. No, I wrote some. Stephanie, please. Microphone.
Just lost my page there. There we are. Good. I apologize for not knowing this earlier, but there's a use of passive voice that kind of bites you in this recommendation, LE1. So maybe it would be useful right now to agree to reword it so that it says the ICANN board should resolve that ICANN will conduct regular data gathering through surveys and studies. Sound okay? To inform a future blah, blah, blah.
I would support that type of wording without ratifying the exact wording right now, and I believe it is within the discretion of our editor to propose such wording when it other
yes.
when it noticed in other cases. Catherine, you have a...
Yes, this is Catherine. Just to say that indeed we had agreed that we define regular, and I'm sorry, I should have provided the wording now on the break, but I completely forgot about the about that part of my to-dos and was very happy when Jackie had checked off her list, forgetting that there was more. But indeed, it was exactly the wording that you just suggested, so maybe we could take a minute after this and put it in there. And I think indeed we could not weigh down the recommendation by either putting it in a footnote to regular or putting it in an implementation section if there is such a thing.
There is an implementation section. It currently says the implementation has to be provided by the ICANN board and ICANN organization. I have no clue what that means. A successful implementation would consist of a board resolution within 6 months that is put into practice by the ICANN organization, e.g. through annual surveys of relevant user groups or defined policy development by, as defined by policy development processes. I think that implementation note needs to be rewritten extensively, but there is an implementation note. The implementation note, by the way, is an implementation note that as it stands, because it's unqualified, applies to both LE1 and LE2, why we cannot have particular sections for each one. Catherine?
Yes, this is Catherine. Sorry, indeed, there is an implementation section that I completed for the both of them in drafting the original draft chapter, and we could easily add it there. And just to explain the rationale behind that language, that implementation has to be done by the board itself and by the organization. That was what I was trying to suggest with that first sentence that you said here. The implementation...
As opposed to who else?
As opposed to other actors. So we have measures where some of the implementation may need to be provided by other parties, like we discussed for data accuracy, whether it will actually be the organization that can do it, or I don't know which other actor might be relevant. But here, in this specific instance, it would have to be for the board to resolve and then for the organization to implement.
The only organization the board can direct is the board itself or the ICANN organization. Any other entity, such as a constituent part of the GNSO, they can simply request or suggest. In any case, all of that will have to be tidied up. Recommendation LE, oh, sorry, do we have consensus on LE1? We have full consensus. The board has not changed in wording. LE2, please. That one, I believe we... That one says the board should consider extending and conducting such surveys and or studies as described in LE1. There's a pronoun or something missing there, to or with other RDS users working with law enforcement on a regular basis. And that one, I believe, we were going to revise. What happened? Igor?
Yes, the note was to add clarification as to what extend means in this recommendation, and also add a clause for factor and cost-benefit analysis in board for this recommendation.
Signed to.
I don't have a pen holder listed. Up for grabs.
Catherine and I worked on it together, but I didn't know if the financial aspect was to be added into the recommendation itself or in the text surrounding it.
I thought that one was a note surrounding it. I didn't think that was the text. But do we have a revised version of it? Google Doc.
No, this is Catherine. Actually, what we had agreed, I think the language we had agreed in the meeting earlier was should consider conducting such surveys and or studies. And then there's a part missing in the side, because then it says other RDS. Conducting such surveys and or studies, what is the correct word then? I guess with other RDS users, or?
I thought we had comparable somewhere in it to say that they would not necessarily be the same surveys.
I thought the idea was that by conducting, we made it clear we're not just extending. But you could say conducting comparable surveys of other RDS users working with law enforcement. Would that make sense?
The original one says the ICANN board should consider extending and conducting such surveys and or studies as described in LE1. What we're seeing there is identical to the original one. That's not changed. Nagar?
Walker in comments is stating that we should remove the word extend from the recommendation based on earlier discussions.
And I would suggest changing such to comparable. So if we remove extending and replace such with comparable, we have the ICANN board should consider comparable surveys and or studies as parenthetical as described in LE.1 to other RDS who is users working with law enforcement on a regular basis.
I have made the revisions in the Google Doc for this recommendation.
Thank
so
you.
It's captured as red line changes.
Do we have consensus on that? Sorry?
I was just saying Volker's happy to.
Thank you. Can we roll back? Oh, we don't have to roll back. I'll just point out that putting a footnote on a recommendation makes it a little bit problematic in when you put it into tables and things like that. It can be done with editing, you know, making it look like a footnote but not a footnote. But if we can find a more elegant way of doing it, that might be appropriate. But it's only going to show up in one table in the executive summary, and we can fake that one, I think, if necessary. We have a new sentence added to that recommendation. I don't know what version it is we have here. All right, we have another change that I'm not quite sure where it came from. We had at the end of it, the ICANN board must either negotiate. Oh, okay. That's just the standard language. The ICANN board should initiate action intended to ensure consider affecting such changes. That doesn't parse. Oh, okay. Effecting is putting in place such changes. Not affecting, it's effecting. Nagar?
Thanks, Helen. As a result of this morning's discussion, I have an action item captured for you to review this section with an eye towards Section 3.2 of the 2013 RAA, and I just wanted to see if the changes made here take that into consideration or if further changes are needed.
I believe that was making sure there's a table somewhere in the document that lists what requirements we have on contracted, on the various classes of contracted parties. And I think pointing out that I got it wrong in that particular area. I can check in a minute, though. Why do we have consumer trust right after law enforcement in the report, but we have a different order here? The answer is just to confuse me. In any case, it's a reference to the report, the body of the report.
So we'll take that, note that as an action item to go back.
That is correct. And the ICANN board, we're adding a sentence saying the ICANN board should consider whether and to what extent notification of breaches that it receives should be publicly disclosed. That was a question related to should it provide raw statistics of we have N breaches with X registrants exposed, or should it provide specifics that particular registrar has noted a specific breach on a certain date. And we're simply putting that in the board under the board's view to take a look and decide. Subject to making sure the last sentence in the first paragraph actually says something clear, do we have agreement on this recommendation? Essentially unchanged, other than the addition of public notification of breaches. Done. CM1. The recommendation that says we should make sure we flag registration suspended because of inaccuracies and don't unsuspend them unless the data is corrected. The only change is the reference to the board should negotiate. And I believe there were some comments, but I believe we addressed those suitably and we didn't make any changes. Any disagreement on this one? Hearing none, CM2, please. This was the recommendation on addressing grandfather domains not having their accuracy checked. There were significant pushback and misunderstanding of this one, and we have rewritten it completely to not rely on a particular study to be done. Moreover, it factors in the potential reality that the admin contact data may disappear because of the AEPDP. Currently, under the 2009 RAA, the registrant contact data was optional. The admin contact data was not. So if one were to, for instance, completely remove the admin Act. How one could do that, protecting registrant rights, I'm not quite sure, but there is a proposal on the table that we do that. If we were to remove admin contact, we could be left with registrations with no contact information whatsoever. Pardon me, Carlton, please use your microphone.
I was just saying that is known, so why would they suggest it?
Carlton lives in a world where no one ever suggests anything which is illogical or doesn't make sense to everyone. Can I live there too? Dimitri.
Dimitri, for the record, shouldn't we clarify what does the word comparable means here?
I'm not sure how to do that. The 2013 RAA says that registration data for new or transferred, or there might be a third tail edge case condition, that if you have that your contact information must go through a set of validations, validations essentially looking at format, and that at least one of the contact fields, but all fields are mandatory, and they must be verified, and one of them must be, they must be validated, and one of them must be verified. Okay. You may ask, what does comparable mean here? I know you just did. Does it mean that all of the fields must be present? Does it mean they must be validated and verified? In many cases, there will be information there already. So if, for instance, you do eliminate the admin field, but the other fields are fully filled in, is that sufficient? Could you construe this to mean that the registrars must actually validate all the information in the 300 or 400 domains we're talking about? Or verify them, I call the person and see if they answer the phone. Okay. I would suggest it is to our advantage to keep this unclear. Because having data present was our original target. If this is interpreted to mean it must also be validated, marvelous. But I believe comparable in its loosest interpretation will say it must be present. You cannot have a field omitted. And I believe that is sufficient. Yes.
Maybe we should specify not only presence, but at least syntaxically correct?
I would suggest you don't want to do that if you want this to be accepted. Remember, if they accept any new data from a registrant, it must be validated and verified. With that discussion having happened, do we have agreement on this? Susan nodded yes. Volker wrote it. I think we have agreement. CM, which I believe has been deleted. CM3 has been deleted in favor of a reference, perhaps in the recommendation, more likely in the text of the outreach one. Not had time to do. Hopefully, I'll do it before I leave the room. But we'll bring that one back up. If the outreach one changes, it should be brought back up on Monday. But the CM3 itself is deleted. CM4, the bulk who is, that one is being deleted in favor of request documentation be clarified with the proviso that if we do not get a satisfactory response, we might choose to put it back in. CM5. The ICANN board and the GNSO adopt a risk-based approach to incorporating requirements for measurement, auditing, tracking, reporting, and enforcement of all RDS policies. We had consensus. We have not changed the wording. I see no disagreement. I'm presuming we will alter the numbering of this to make it our CM3. Call it the recommendation formerly known as CM5. EY1. We're on the last one, I believe. And this, we have a new version, which I presume Carlton sent somewhere. I will read it then.
Thank you.
We'll be in touch. You sent it to me. I didn't realize you were transferring responsibility to me to handle it. Hold on. I will try to find it. Perhaps unsuccessfully. Ah, here we are. Oh, and it's a document you opened, right? Okay. The recommendation previously read, the ICANN board should take action to eliminate the reference to safeguard registrant data in ICANN bylaws XX and replace the section on OECD. To replace it with a more generic requirement for RDS WHOIS review teams to assess how well RDS WHOIS policy and practice addresses applicable data protection and cross-border transfer regulations, laws, and best practices. The change is to replace the word eliminate in the first sentence with extend. That's it. I found that exceedingly elegant. Go on. Please go ahead.
I am ready to put the change in the document as soon as there's agreement.
We are saying is the ICANN board should take action to extend the reference to safeguarding registrant data in the appropriate bylaw and replace. Should we have delete the section? No. I this is fine because we're not predicating the wording of it. Okay, we're replacing the reference to the OECD with a more generic requirement for the WHOIS review teams to assess how well RDS policy and practice addresses applicable data protection, cross-border data transfers, regulations, laws, and best practice. So we're essentially saying what we were saying is eliminate the section saying safeguard and eliminate the section saying to OECD guidelines and replace them with a new section which we thought were covering both. The wording did not imply that. The wording implied we were deleting the reference to safeguarding registrant data. So we are simply saying extend the reference to safeguarding data, and we are replacing the word eliminate with extend. It is not on the screen. We're all crazy here. You're not crazy for not seeing the word.
Stephanie, the change has been made in the Google Doc to reflect current discussions.
Okay. But the change is solely a one-word replacement which says extend the reference to safeguarding registrant data, and the rest stays the same. No, we are saying, and replace section E3, which is the OECD guidelines. Microphone.
Stephanie Perrin for the transcript. It would be much easier for outsiders to follow us if, after we say, replace section 4, 6, blah, blah, brackets, which refers to the OECD guidelines, close brackets, with a more generic reference or requirement, blah, blah, blah.
After the word ICANN bylaws in the second line, add
yep.
a parenthetical which refers to the OECD guidelines.
Close
I
bracket.
Consider that a friendly amendment.
Sure. Yeah. Then people won't freak out.
Since NAGAR is updating it now, we have two changes. Is it possible to show that version on the screen?
No,
Jean-Baptiste yeah. is going to hate me before the end of the day, if not already.
It's going to be a thing of beauty when done.
You should have seen the look in his eye just now. Blame it on her. I only had one word changed. Okay. And third line. After ICANN bylaws, open parentheses. I warn Jackie, I love parentheses. I think guidelines is capitalized. Do we, Stephanie, do we need to reference which OECD guidelines, or is it, there is only one OECD guidelines referenced in that bylaw. We don't need to specify the name of it, though. Okay, thank you. Do we have... Unfortunately, he did it as a change, not a replace, not a recommendation, so you can't see it. But pretend that bracket is red. No, I understand. We have agreement? Thank you, Stephanie. I think that's a good addition. Thank you. Gunter, right? He's not listening to me. Chuck. Chuck to his friends, though. We have agreement. We have several recommendations we will bring back on Monday. Hopefully there will be some rework done on them in the interim. I'm not sure who is doing the rework on the most controversial one, on the ARS-related. Is Catherine taking responsibility for that?
Am I now?
I'll be glad to do it. You may not like it.
Well, I mean, just for the record, this is Catherine. I was not the author of this recommendation. I was asked to add a clarification, and I really did that in good faith without wanting to cause the kind of total chaos that ensued. I note for the record that the changes that Volker is suggesting on another recommendation least as substantial as the ones that we've added. So I'm happy to take productive comments, constructive comments from anyone on how this can be rewarded, would in fact be grateful. I do think we should preserve the original aim of the recommendation, which, as you rightly pointed out, was not to elucidate compliance on how they can fix one specific process relevant to one specific issue.
In reference to the ensuing discussion, I think that falls under the guidelines of no good deed goes unpunished.
Well, that may all
be.
may I subject myself to the next level of abuse and suggest that I'll draft something and send it to Catherine, who one who drafted this version, and Susan, who drafted the previous one. And the ARS one. Sorry, I don't do numbers, but yes. If you... Can someone put that on my action list?
Sorry, I just want to clarify. So, Alan, you will be looking at the language for and suggest changes?
Yes.
Okay, I'll capture that.
I'm hoping by the time I leave, before I leave the room today, someone will have a definitive list of what I must do before Monday. I happen to be going home to a few other tasks which are going to be occupying at least 12 hours a day. I'm replumbing part of my basement.
In time for Christmas. Unfortunately, I have a...
All right. We have a consensus call on most of the recommendations. We need to verify with Volker if he did not contribute a yay or a nay to any of them, and we need to attempt to get an answer from Thomas once we have them all put together in a form which he can look at. I would not presume he's going to access the Google Doc. What else do we need to do today?
I believe Alan reconfirmed the work plan and also agree as well on the just on the schedule of calls. Because identifying panel orders you did for the action items, you set deadlines. So let's quickly look at the work plan. So this is what we had discussed on day one, and I just wanted to verify with you whether there are any adjustments needed on that. So just as a reminder, by 21st of 2018, the recommendations would be updated based on public comments received, and by 11th of January, final findings and recommendation for submission to ICANN board would be approved. And by the end of January, by the 25th, the final report would be sent to ICANN board and language services. And several RUTI members would be identified to remain available during the implementation phase.
Jackie, what's your availability sort of between Christmas Day and January 11th? To, and are you unavailable for those periods?
Day I will be unavailable. Day after.
Okay, so basically you're available subject to the couple of days when you're not.
Exactly.
All right. We may give you one day off a weekend, maybe.
Oh, thank you. I have a lot of work.
I think that is doable. I'm dubious on the date of the 11th. I'm certainly not willing at this point to slip the 25th, though. So, and we're talking about going to board and language services on the 25th. So we're really allowing the 11th to the 25th for cleanup. And if that date moves without moving the 25th, then so be it. The
The PDP meeting is when? 15th, I think? Okay, so that's another reason to get it done by then, because I'm going to be unavailable for a good 4 days. 3.5 days, anyway.
You'll be unavailable for 4 days, not good for days. It will not be good.
Say that again? No, I'm counting I was counting travel. Okay, no, but for me it's only 3.5 days, so. No, no, no. That I was factoring in.
It was the use of the word good.
Ah!
4 days. I suggested that 4 days would have been a better way of putting it.
Hell, you're going to spend part of the time on a plane, which is going to be better than the EPDP session. I only have an hour on the plane, so I can't even take credit for that luxury. So I think at this point we can agree that that plan is still the plan.
And so then, as far as I understood, so we'll have a plenary call scheduled for next Monday, and we have...
You bet. Well... We can defer the one on Monday, and we can have one scheduled for the 25th and the 24th and the 31st.
Very good idea.
Well, those are work days in some places.
No, that's what we are agreeing on. Yeah.
If it's not in his calendar a month ahead of time. Microphone, my dear. Do you prefer to hold it on the 24th?
No.
Then how else are we going to get closure on the recommendations we don't have closure on? We defer that till January, and some people don't come back for a good week after January 1st. We are slipping the report. I'm not willing to do that, Jackie. Jackie?
Is next Friday too late to have a meeting to review all of our changes?
Getting it on our Friday calendars is somewhat potentially problematic. Not to mention it puts it onto Saturday's calendar for Lily.
Look, Summer, we go.
Nagar.
Thank you.
Many of us have got Tuesday and Thursday meetings next week. PDP's meeting Tuesday and Thursday of next week, right? So if we're going to do it, if you want to try and do it, I'm assuming you don't think we can do it online, right? Okay. Well, we need to try and do it on Monday, because if we fail on Monday, then we need a rollover time, don't we? So I think you have to go for Monday.
I have no illusions we're going to get everyone to agree on everything, but we have to try. No, we have several others that they may be controversial. Yeah. Stephanie, yes, once we read the report, we may find things that we don't like. But if you already don't like a recommendation, then we need to know earlier rather than later. Yeah. There is always the possibility we will find something that clashes, that makes it objectionable, that causes a minority report. We discussed that at the beginning of the first meeting before you arrived. No. May I? We're talking about submission on the 25th. We hope to get agreement on the 11th. I've already said we may slip at that point. We need consensus, which means we've defined as about 80%, which means two people can disagree, and we will go ahead with it. We will try to, of course, get wording changes to make everything compatible, everything agreeable, as we did in the draft report. whether that will happen or not, we'll see. Nagar.
Thank you. Just reading out a comment Volker put in the chat room. With respect to the meeting on Monday, he has that he'd rather work on this over next week than over the weekend, though.
But that means if we are needing a voice-to-voice meeting, it's going to have to be on the 24th. I'm fine with doing it on the 24th, but other people may find it a lot more difficult to make. And for Lily, it's the 25th. Microphone, please.
I'm just giving a heads up. I'm going to find it really difficult. I'm going to be in the mountains. And I don't have internet access from that point.
Just give me your proxy.
All right. That's one.
But I really think we have to try to do it. I don't relish going home and immediately having to do this, but I just don't see how else we can meet the target without likely slipping in. And we can do that if we have to. Let's try to do it on Monday. If we can't make it, we don't. I do want to make sure, however, and I'll ask Jean-Baptiste to verify, maybe we can do it this moment, that Volker can make the meeting. If we find out that Volker can't make the meeting because he has a conflict, then we have a real problem.
Volker is listening in. I'll see if he's typing a response.
Because remember, we kept the UTC time, which changed the local time, and that may shift it, may have made it easier for him or harder for him. I don't know which. What's next on our agenda while we're waiting for a possible response?
And closing remarks.
Well, I don't think there's any other business, at least I haven't heard of any, and I don't have any. This meeting went unbelievably well until the last couple of hours, which is not unexpected, but I really would like to say I appreciate the level of commitment of everyone to try to find compromisable answers. The number of times I heard either the expression or the intent here, and Stephanie may have said it, but maybe somebody else, I forget now, of, well, I don't quite support it, but everyone else seems to think it's important, so I'll accept it. And that intent has been expressed a number of times. Given that WHO is as contentious as it is, and given the parallel discussions that are going on, which are even more contentious than normal WHO is stuff, and forgive me for calling it WHO is, I'm old and I probably will never change. I'm just really proud to be seeing over this group and what we have accomplished. So thank you all for the effort you put into it, the time, and the end product. Nagar.
Thank you, Ellen. I wanted to make two comments. One is Volker's response to your request regarding meeting on Monday is that Monday after 1600 local time is possible for him to meet. However, it is not preferable as it leaves no time to review material prior to the meeting. And the second comment is, from my own perspective, I just wanted to note, and I know this work is not done yet, but you guys as a team have collectively done a wonderful job from my perspective conducting this meeting and working together, coming to agreements, reaching consensus. Really nicely done. It's wonderful to watch it happen.
Not to mention saving ICANN $400,000.
Well, the meeting is not over yet, so...
You mean we can still... Hey, that's one hell of a tonight. We can give it to the EPDP for legal counsel. Of all the benevolent things I would want to do with my money, I'm not sure that's what I would do with my money. It isn't. What ICANN does with it, we have no control over. I'm glad we have acted fiscally responsible. We have at least demonstrated it can be done. Any further comments from anyone? Then I'll say thank you for all the work. It's not quite done yet. In response to Volker saying 1600 is doable but not great, is there any later time? Would that make it easier for other people, or does that put other people into an impossible situation? I'm just looking.
If I may grab the mic here, Stephanie, for the record, what about staff? I mean, Jackie has lost her edits. Boy, I would get a Google Docs expert, because we had this happened a while ago to us, and we found them all. But it was some Google Doc magic guy that found them.
I think Jackie has them on a different Google Doc. It's just a matter of re-entering them, I guess, and that's not fun.
Yeah, no. Well... just a thought.
This is Jackie. Yes, they're all in the complete document, but the sections, all the comments and track changes have been lost. So just so you know that.
Sadly, if we made no changes here, you might have been able to find a way to import them. Now that we've mangled the document beyond recognition, there's probably no way to merge them other than manually. Do you have two screens so at least you can look at them from left to right?
What I'm thinking at this point is to wait until everyone does their changes and then go back and edit the whole thing over again. The problem is when it was ported into sections, that's when everything gets lost. We have a complete document. All of my comments are there, everything. But once it was set off into sections, they were lost for some reason. It was really, it's strange to understand, but it happens.
Having had to do a similar thing not very long ago, the only word of something I can give you is it's not as difficult as it looks like it's going to be to reproduce 150 comments that you've made. I cannot remember move about that many comments from a Google Doc into Word manually or vice versa. I can't remember the details. It didn't take as long as I thought it was going. And I only missed a couple. So life is not perfect, I'm afraid. Jean-Baptiste?
Sorry, Alan, can we have... final decision, is that is 3 p.m. UTC fine to schedule the next plenary call?
If that was the time, I thought I heard 1600 UTC.
Local time, not UTC.
Oh, okay. Local. Okay. The other way around. He was talking 1600 local time. That's 1500 UTC, 3 p.m. UTC.
Yep.
I think we all agree.
And that's our usual time for meetings.
Unless we want to try to move it, and I don't see the possibility of getting agreement at this point. So it's not optimal. Let's hope we present language clear enough that people can read it during the meeting and not have heart attacks. I'll do my best, but I don't know we'll meet that target.
So one further question. So that means then once Jackie's through with her final edit, we'll have another go to make sure that nothing got fractured in the loss of the passive voice, et cetera, right? Good. So that would be sometime next week, but not Monday. Maybe?
end of
January.
Our target is to have a semi-complete document the end of next week in terms of content. That does not mean all of the passive voice editing or cleaning up language or, for that matter, removing redundant sections. We're trying to settle on the content. The intent of the editing is not to alter meaning. Hopefully, Jackie's experience in doing this and our counseling watching her will try to make sure that, I mean, let none of us react saying she did it deliberately because she's trying to sabotage the report, although we know that's probably in her nature.
Alan, don't put words in my mouth. I'm very familiar with the editing process. I'm just trying to carve out the time to go over it again, because when you leave things out, sometimes it affects the meaning.
Yeah, no, there's no question. We all understand that. And I'm just trying to bring a bit of humor into this that wasn't casting aspersions. We're looking till well into January to have a final report. So, yes, we are expecting significant changes to be made going forward, but not in the intent. So I am assuming that by the roughly end of December, and, you know, which may well mean just before Christmas, we'll have something that we feel comfortable people should take some time to read. So although Jack, she'll be available between Christmas and New Year's, I'm expecting that people will not come back with their comments immediately. I think we have to reasonably give people time to read the document. And in January, we'll start in earnest trying to clean up things that have been identified and do as many other iterations as necessary. Done? Thank you all. Safe travels for those who are traveling. And we'll see you online in a few days.